Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast, created by Actuality.sk. My name is Zorislav Poliak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is 4th of May, and you're listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. Slovakia celebrates 20 years in the European Union. Slovakia's journey to the European Union began shortly after gaining independence in 1993. Slovakia joined the European Union on 1st of May 2004, the culmination of more than a decade of preparation and integration. Building on a Schuman Declaration of 1950 and gradual economic and political integration, the European Union is a project of resource sharing and cooperation between European states. After joining the European Union in 2004, Slovakia, along with 9 other countries, faced challenges related to the transformation of the political and economic system that had been an obstacle in previous years. These obstacles included political controversies and demarches from the European Union in response to the national political decisions. Despite these problems, Slovakia was put on the right path towards integration after the 1998 elections, which were positively evaluated. Despite its success in integration, the European Union faces various internal and external challenges, including political differences between member states, economic inequalities, and issues related to migration and Brexit, which required the continued attention and cooperation of member states. In a referendum in May 2003, Slovakia opted to join the European Union, confirming its European aspirations and contributing to its political and economic development. It was the only successful referendum in Slovakia's history so far. The 2004 European Union enlargement was celebrated in Brussels with a grand celebration, with thousands of people also celebrating in the streets of Bratislava and other Slovak cities. Ammunition for Ukraine. The Slovak government's position on sending military aid to Ukraine is no. According to the Prime Minister, weapons are equal to war and the government of the Slovak Republic supports peace. But not all citizens share the same view, and that is why they have largely added to the collection of ammunition for Ukraine with the message, "If not the government, we send it." The collection has been extremely successful. It has had a great response abroad and has set an unflattering mirror to the government. 4 million euros were collected in 14 days. The organizers announced at the launch of the collection that they would try to raise 1 million euros. The amount they had hoped for is therefore already 4 times higher. The money will go towards the purchase of ammunition for Ukraine. A global initiative to purchase this ammunition was launched same time ago by the Czech Republic. More than 20 countries have already joined in. Unfortunately, Slovakia is still missing among them. The government of the Slovak Republic and Prime Minister Fico have refused to join the initiative. The organizers state on the collection's website, Otto Šimko, a 100-year-old Slovak veteran and partisan, member of the Slovak National Uprising and Holocaust survivor, has become the Slovak ambassador of the collection. Prime Minister Robert Fico also commented on the collection, which was massively supported by Slovaks. He used a Czech metaphor, prd v stromouke, which could be translated as a fart in the wind. Fico also added that the millions collected would not change the final situation. Although the Prime Minister initially claimed that he didn't want to comment on the issue, he eventually spoke out. Because people are right if they think bullets and bombs are more important than maybe people in Slovakia who have cancer. However, there are also regular fundraisers for the seriously ill people in Slovakia. Examples are appeals for financial support for cancer patients, but also for children with rare diseases for whom the insurance company, for example, didn't want to reimburse medicines. Let every citizen of the Slovak Republic do what he wants with his money. It is his decision. Do you know what the Czechs say? It's fart in the wind. Excuse the impression, but it's symbolic. It's only symbolic, Robert Fico added. The Slovak anti-fascist movement also reacted to Fico's words, condemning the mockery of the ambassador of the Ammunition for Ukraine collection, an active participant of the Slovak national uprising, partisan Otto Šimko. Parliament dismisses members of the Judicial Council. The Judicial Council is the body responsible for administrating the judiciary and ensuring its independence. In Slovakia, the Judicial Council consists of 18 members who deal with issues relating to the organization, conduct and functioning of the judiciary. The main tasks of a Judicial Council include selection and appointment of judges, disciplinary proceedings and protecting the independence of the judiciary. The Judicial Council thus plays a key role in maintaining the credibility, efficiency and independence of the judicial system. Jan Mazák and Andrej Majerník are no longer members of the Judicial Council. Parliament decided in a secret ballot. The ruling coalition had already sent a clear signal a few days ago that the two original nominees to the National Council would be removed. Mazák Majerník and Alena Svetlovská were originally elected by the parliament in April 2020 during the government of Igor Matovič. Svetlovská herself resigned from the Judicial Council at the end of last year, and now it is her colleague's turn. Zuzana Števulová, a member of the Progressive Slovakia, last week described the dismissal of both members of the Judicial Council as a clear political action. The hearing before the Constitutional Law Committee was, in her words, absolutely formal. The aim should have been to hear their defense. They effectively defended themselves, but the ruling coalition was making it clear that they had already made up their minds, she added. Jan Mazák was until recently the president of the Judicial Council. He was removed from his post in mid-April because of lustration. According to the accusers, he grossly abused his position to improperly gather information against specific judges. Of the 16 members present, 10 voted in favor, none against, and 2 abstained, and 4 didn't vote.
Never Boring Slovakia.
Did you know that the famous European delicacy called chimney cake comes from Slovakia? Skalický trdelník, a special cake with the shape of a hollow cylinder and sprinkled with baked nuts, has been a historical part of the town of Skalica and its immediate surroundings for almost 200 years. It is even listed in the cultural heritage of Slovakia. Nowadays, the trdelník has become an integral part of many European cities. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure through the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles.